Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God in spirit and in truth, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach of this radio station, or if you have a question about the things that we believe or the things we practice, or perhaps you just have a Bible question, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and read verse 1 through 3 as we think on the subject, the greatest treasure. Wow, the greatest treasure. What in the world would that be? Notice what the Bible said in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Paul writes to this church, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Now listen, "that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ." Now notice in verse 3, "in whom are hid all the treasuries of wisdom and knowledge." Now notice the message is concerning the greatest treasure. And a lot of people would think that the greatest treasure has nothing at all to do with God. A lot of folks would believe that the greatest treasure that a person could ever have would involve the things of this world. But that's not the case at all. Oftentimes we find that men will go to great expense to find hidden treasure. Have you ever heard about the treasure maps? You know, and they've got a map, and supposedly great treasures are hid at the end, and the map gives directions as to where to find the X. And the X, of course, marks the spot where that treasure is hidden. And there's men that go to much expense in order to find hidden treasure. Well, is that really what it's all about? There's many men that might spend their entire lives searching for and looking for that hidden treasure. But listen, the Bible says that it is in God that we find the hidden treasures of this world. The Bible said in Colossians 2 and verse 3, "In whom are hid all the treasuries of wisdom and knowledge." I think of something else as men try to delve into and try to obtain great treasuries for themselves. There are those men and women that would get a good education, and certainly nobody is against a good education. That's a good thing to do, to learn all that you can learn. But many people's goal in getting a good education is just so they can get a good job. And that's not really the end of it either, because their end of getting a good job is to get a lot of money so they can buy a big house and drive a big fancy car and buy lots of land and have many possessions. Is that really where the hidden treasuries are? Oh, no, it's not really there at all. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Jesus said about this. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Oh, what a truth it is, that even though men might say, I am going to serve God and I'm going to serve this world, that's not what the Bible says at all. Jesus said we ought to forsake this world. Jesus said we ought to give up everything for Him and Him alone. The greatest treasuries of all are not to be found in the riches of this world. The greatest treasuries of all are not to be found in a great career, even though that's pushed mightily in this present world. The greatest treasuries of all are not to be found in political power or in prestige or in might. But the greatest treasuries of all are those treasuries that are hid in God, the treasuries of wisdom and knowledge. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of the Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. The plain truth is that there's many people that sought their fortunes in this world. They've tried to gain all that they could gain. And in doing so, they have spent their life in obtaining wealth. And then when they die, they go off to leave it. Isn't that a terrible thing indeed? There are those people that have spent their lives to gain the world, and yet they lose their own soul. It is a terrible, terrible tragedy indeed for a person to work all their lives and have nothing to show for it except ashes. The fact is, you see, that one of these days, this world is going to be destroyed. It's going to be burned up. It's going to be gone. And then where will be all those things that you have worked for? Listen, the greatest treasure of all are those treasuries that are hid in Christ. They are hid in God. They are hid in the Word of God. And you need to dig those out. And you need to find that happiness and that joy and that peace that only God can give unto you. Many folks would think, well, if I just had a lot of possessions, if I just had everything that I needed in this world, then I would be okay. But that's not so. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 13 through verse 21. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. Now here's a folk, you can tell right off that he's really thinking about his inheritance. That's what he's got on his mind. It's just the things that's down here upon this earth right now. Jesus said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Now this rich farmer was in the same place that a lot of people are in today. They're just waiting for their ship to come in so they can take it easy. But you notice, the Bible said that the man was rich before he ever got this bumper crop. But now he's richer than ever, and he doesn't know what to do with his goods. And so he decides to build those big barns and put everything up, and then just take it easy the rest of his life. In verse 20, But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. How long do you have to live? Well, none of us know that answer, do we? But are you ready to meet the Lord? Have you given your life unto the Lord, the greatest treasure of all? Are not in the material possessions of this world? It's not in all of those things, but it is knowing Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, and then following Him in scriptural baptism, being a member of one of the Lord's churches, and following Jesus Christ, obeying Him, and have fellowship in that church that Jesus has put you in. This morning, I have a song I'd like to play for you in closing, and it's by Tana Gregory. She's a member of Olmsted Baptist Church out in Olmsted, Kentucky, a fine Christian woman. And she sings this song, and it's just simply concerning how that we can never know anything until we know Jesus. Listen to the words of this song.
Could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could learn everything there was to know about life's game, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God. If in your lifetime you could meet everybody, could call every name from here to yon, but if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, still you've known no one until you've known the love of God. Until you've known until you've known the love of God, then you've known nothing until you've known the love of God.